But when we reached the White Cliffs of Dover, he disappeared.
Oh, really?
And it was myself and Jennifer Lara and drumming.
From us what?
Cleavey.
Oh, okay.
Cleavey Brown. And so we got stuck in England for like 2 years.
Stuck, really?
Yeah, we didn't have any money, we were stuck.
Wow.
But so while I was there, Dennis Brown and Jimmy Delgado were there. So anytime Dennis Brown knew that we were stuck. So anytime he would need harmonies, he would use myself and Jennifer Lauren.
Oh, really? So what years would this be? Do you remember?
I don't. What, early 80s?
Early 80s?
Yeah.
Wow. So you'd have been working with the Deb label, Dennis Brown mm-hmm. label. And so all the stuff that he was making in England, and perhaps you were also working with some of the groups he produced, like 15, 16, and 17. You remember those groups? The sort of lovers rock type stuff?
But anything he would do, he would ask me and Jennifer Lara mm-hmm. to work with so we could get back to Jamaica. And it took us 2 years.
So what was your how did you find England? Is that the first time you'd been?
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's the time that I was born in England. Oh. And it was a time where reggae was really popular.
Yeah, it was popular.
It was really popular, and there was a big Jamaican community and West Indian community mm-hmm. that was supporting it. So I think you probably reached in one of the best times for
right,
a reggae artist.
Because, I mean, without Dennis Brown and Jimmy Delgado, we would have been stuck there forever.
It's interesting you mentioned Dennis Brown, because I've been doing some research on him for one of the future issues. What are your recollections of working with Dennis Brown and him as a person, generally speaking?
Very kind, very nice person, easy to get along with.
Yeah.
Kind.
I think that every single person that speaks about Dennis Brown says the first thing they say about him is what a nice guy he was.
Yeah,
he was. And, you know, just, I think nobody has a bad word to say about him.
He was the best.
And so did you sometimes work with him on live shows and things like that?
No, just on recordings.
Just on recording. Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you remember any things that you did, any songs that you worked on with Dennis Brown?
I don't.
Oh, hopefully we'll in the future we'll find some of them and
let me know.
Jog your memory. Yeah. After the late 80s, you know, when you were working on that album with Junior De Leon, you also worked on an album with Mikey Dread called Pave the Way.
Oh,
you,
right,
you remember
yeah.
that?
Because when I moved to Jamaica, I lived in Portland, and he was from Portland.
Right.
And that's how we kind of met. And then he got me singing on him. And plus, he was in England. He went to England, too.
Yeah.
And that's how we...
connected.
Him and Siaji Roy from the Congos were best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
And I got to work with him.
And did you, how did that, that process go? Was he somebody who was a bit easier to work with? Perhaps?
Yeah, he was great.
He seemed very friendly from the outside, not having met him at all, but I mean, he seemed like a, you know, an energetic, kind of lively kind of guy.
Very nice. Oh, nice. Kind.
Excellent. Following that, there was a song that came out for you called Mirror Mirror. You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
And it came out on the Dede label, which was in the States. So I guess by then you were back in America?
Right.
So after England, you spent some time in Jamaica and then returned?
Went back, yes.
And in America, did you continue to work within the reggae, generally speaking?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I saw some collaborations which were interesting, notably with General Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had like three songs with him, I think.
Yeah, he was easy to work with, too.
And when you worked with him, was when he was at the height of his popularity.
Right.
He was a hit maker in Jamaica. And were those songs made in America or in Jamaica?
Originally in Jamaica.
Oh, okay. But released in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. And General Trees, you still in touch with him?
Not really.
You haven't been to Jamaica for a while, perhaps?
Yeah, for a while.
Okay. Another song I wanted to really ask you about was One Day, which came out in 1994 on Pablo's label. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
On the B-side, there was a DJ called Blackatee. Do you remember anything about Blackatee?
No, I don't.
It's interesting because Blackatee is like a Pablo DJ in the sense that he doesn't seem to have recorded for anyone else. And he's kind of an obscure DJ, but nobody seems to know that much about it.
I don't know.
Even yourself.
Right.
So when you, he didn't record at the same time as you, or
no.
It just so happened that you use the same rhythm and he put it on the
right.
Same.
Okay,
well, the mystery will go on in that case. So there are a few more, a general question that I wanted to ask. As I told you, I've been working on the on Reggae Queens more generally. And what is your experience of the music industry as a woman? Do you find it easy? Have you found that there are problems, obstacles that you've had to face due to being a woman?
No.
Not really? Well, that's great. I mean, it's great to have that because sometimes women will, say that they've been held back. Or, for instance, you were just talking earlier about working with Marcia Griffiths.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that when she was working at Studio One, Bob Andy would really take care of her and make sure that she wasn't troubled by people who, with bad intentions.
That's how Pablo was, too.
Yeah, he would make sure that people were correct with
him. Yeah, all of his artists.
Well, that's perhaps the reason you had such a great experience.
Right.
Pablo has continued to work right throughout the 90s. Did you always stay in touch with him, or you kept
kept like family?
Yeah, like family.
Yeah.
And that, and so you met him just being his neighbor, and eventually became an artist and then a friend.
Yeah, because I was taking pictures of one of his artists.
Okay.
And I was just humming along.
Yeah.
And he's like, "The eye is a singer," and I was like, "Yeah." And he started producing me, and then we were like family.
Right. Now coming on to this actual tour that you're on at the moment with Israel Vibration and Nagai, you started touring with Israel about 20 odd years ago?
About 20 years, yeah.
And you've been on basically every tour with them?
Mm-hmm.
So how did that actually take place? How did it so happen that you became their harmony singer?
Because because they broke up with Apple.
Yeah.
And then he had a singer.
Right.
And I always loved their music, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, Pablo was like, "They don't use gals," you know. But yeah. But then when somehow they got in touch with me and asked me if I would work with them, I was so happy.
Right.
To work with them.
So it's always been something that you've enjoyed doing over the years working with Israel. And because I think, I've seen Israel a couple of times and I must have seen you singing the harmonies, but I just didn't know it was you.
Okay.
Yeah. And also another interesting thing I wanted to bring up. Do you know an artist called Annette Brissett?
Yes, she's my cousin.
She's your cousin, that's what I wanted to find out, because she's also a regular recording artist from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe based in New York, I don't know if she's there.
I think she's in New Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I saw that she worked with Wackies and some of the New York labels.
Right.
So you actually are cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So the Brissett family produces singers.
Right. And I have another cousin who worked with Steel Pulse. He was the bass player of Steel Pulse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So really musical family.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about all the questions I had.
Okay.
Let's see if I just skipped over something.
Okay. Great meeting you, though.
It was a pleasure to meet you, for sure.
As I was sitting here in a secret laboratory recording the show for you folks out there, I came across this interview, and it was with Sister Bunny, my great friend, Sister Bunny Brissett, and she was being interviewed in France, and she's currently in France. She was in France, touring with Israel Vibration. I forget where they're at now. They are probably in a different part of Europe, but they've been touring in Europe. And imagine my surprise. And it said, "Interview with Bunny Brissett 2 days ago." I'm like, "Oh, wow." So I wanted to surprise everybody out there and let you hear it. Okay, so hopefully you did. Got some more information about Sister B. And she brought you up to date on different things. You know, we've also had the opportunity when she mentioned congas. I was work with her and Ashanti here in Pittsburgh, and she forgot to mention our good brother Norris Reed, but Bunny was kind of nervous during the interview. She really doesn't like to do too many interviews, and unless she feels really comfortable with someone, but it was all good. All right, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, H Dread Show. Ha ha! Thank you.
pickups and greetings, and hello to all the massive out there that are tuned in right now. This is Dub Maddox, and you're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you know what I'm going to say? Don't change that dial, because you know we want to make you smile.
Neo soul, blues, R&B, reggae, jazz, and more. It's a different beat on a Sunday.
Sorry for tell you what me have to come in. From your seat, this one got a ranking queen. From all the country, man, we keep it so fame. All you got to do is beg your rock and come in.
Lipstick pa me spit fun ting. In class, I tell it you constant spring. See them checks say we come from Cherry Gardens, but I to them no know hunting. Them can't have no style. Circus clown, them a fool. Them can't have no style. Rasta take them to school. Send me a real up tall round queen. Parkies with Jaji roots and green. Unconquerable like a messes up an ancient Fijian, ailing him as the only supreme. Just in love with me, I go meditation of the thought. Me treading this year, I work from the covenant, not the God, not the teachings of my king. I'll rasta for I royal daughter, shredded discipline. Give me little bass, make me burn down the place. Give me little bass, make me burn down the place. Cause love is all I bring. And anytime you see we now the place at the prom queen team.
We no regular, 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 and we no regular. Secular, 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 and we no secular. Till your mama Carol at the ranking queen. Lyrically proving man when nice up any scene. It in my DNA, a man it in my gene. From your little girl up on the back of wall scene. As a child tragedy with a global dream. You don't have to ask if me lyrics then.
So we are real uptown from queen. Car keys to charge roots and greens. Unconquerable like an ancient up and I change to healing him as the only supreme. All I just eloping on me up in meditation of the earth. They tried in this year. From the governor, not the part, not the teachings of our king. I'll rasta for I royal daughter, shredded discipline. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Cause love is all I bring. And anytime you see we know the place at top round painting. I win a regular, in the average. Real like it gives you more like classic sport. Them a bad bitch, them life's a junkie. We'll never drop, we stand and now we queen the abyss. Empress man in the set, we all the 80s well established. Come follow me, me no expose me body. Just to get a boss, a little popularity. Your body is a temple, yes I judge a prophecy. Shout to the Empress, pop a lake, I win a frighten the morning. So we are real uptown from queen. Parkies, we judge the roots and greens. Unconquerable like a messes up an ancient king. Be treading this year, I work from the covenant, not the part, not the teachings of our king. I'll rasta for I royal daughter, shredded discipline. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Cause love is all I bring. And anytime you see me in the place, I tap round queen team.
In on the cocky suit and tank. Oh yes, oh we are in hump town around queen. Cause I am not for sale and I can't be bought. You know what's that doctors at them run the road. Me a root, me no leaf, me no branch, no stem. Big up all our rasta decent children. Big up to I and I say straight. Tell me
so
no mix,
you know, dilute.
And you
focused.
Know me no blood. Long time with a young and a pretty same thing. Now watch the crowd, now watch them swing. We are real uptown rank queen. You should have seen me in a rasta thing. In a me turban, me natty and me ting.
See what I mean?
That's just the drama, worries behind. Give me the rules. Men not this junkie in a robot dude. Science gone.
100% on the set gloss. Give me roots, rock, break it in a robot door. Style off. You know what? You're not gone to come a scammer DJ. Play ice and burning spare but Molly Desiree. Give me roots, let not to stunk it in a robot door. Style. She knows they need orthodox election for keeping mind control. No one now make no fuss, no fight can't broke. The massive in a recession, a whole a giant a bone. You hear them ball forward when them can't get enough. And a skank all night till them sweat out them clothes. Tell them reggae and the culture strictly that me a promote. One go tell it to the east, west, north and south. Now go give me chat, no slackness, and they talk of phone. Strictly message music be your heart and soul. Now this ain't roots, yeah. Reggae in a robot ghost side. We're skunking to the heavy baseline. I just said my some DJ, them not chart no lyrics right. Sativa up he come and show them delight. Chant I compi chant o chimai. Tell them I chant I compi chant o chimai.
me wanna go. How about you? How about you? Forget your sorrows and then some more reggae music.
Happiness on my way, sweetest feeling. I want to test that again. It's hard to come face to face with myself. I get to learn a little more every day. It's not over yet. No, it's not over yet. For every so many questions in my brain, me I feel work on myself to ease the pain. Each given day, every blessed day.
I hope that we will reach the top. a idol free. Come up a pyramid and try my seats. But if I be like them, don't like my speed.
Chase you out of earth. descending to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is a evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space. Thank you.
knows it, yeah. Burn and burn and burn, and they will never hurt us, yeah.
Meanwhile, the farmer man have his handful of seeds to sow. can you see? Look around you, do you see what is taking place? So much destruction, and that's all it takes to lose your space. Instead of fighting and fighting, what about some conscious reasoning? Biological, called philosophy, humanitarian intelligence will be your defense against all intruders that try to break through your confidence. From the top of the mountain to the core of the earth, so much animosity among brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters. Wake up, wake up. Another day has come. Yesterday is gone. So we keep going on. Wake up, wake up. While we wash your face, so you can see more clearly what I want in a deep place. Oh yeah. Heights of the mountain to the depths of the earth, so much rage and envy among brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters. Instead of working together, oh Lord, they compete against each other, oh, resulting out in hate and hunger, and that we know is a major failure. Therefore it is left without taste or flavor. What will it take for them to understand? In order to conquer, you have to move as one. Open your eyes, it's time to realize. So don't despise, you've got to be wise. Wake up, wake up. Another day has come. Yesterday is gone. So we keep going on. Wake up, wake up. Why go wash your face? So you, oh yeah.
they try, they cannot separate us. We keep shining light throughout the darkest places. Must be crazy if they think that they can kill our love with hatred. They keep talking all that shit, but we not listening. Feeding us distraction, trying to cloud our vision. Wishing we will fall, well, we gon' keep them wishing. On this mission, I keep stepping with your blessings. All this love.
Okay, next stop.
Wait, wait, I'll drive.
We can.
Yes.
It's
be sure with a history of violence. Do we really want more freedom and gold? Freedom and gold. That's what's feeding my soul. That's what's feeding my soul.
Here on GORP, we've got a variety of tunes for you today. First off, that was, let's see, Joe Goddard from the album Harmonix, Progress featuring Abibio Sound Machine. All right. Now, we're going to be doing some musical whiplash today. That means we're going to be transitioning rapidly between genres, between songs. I'm going to stay off the mic as much as I can so you can really enjoy those transitions. Before we get into the music, WRCT is supported by Spac Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spac Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. All right, next up we're going to hear I Know You Know, Esperanza Spalding, Baby Outlaw, L. King, Chicken Pot Pie, Robert Benter, and Misprint, Be Honest, by The Burning Years.